Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly. I'm now joined by Martin Howe from IT Know How as we open up the PC workshop once again, as we do every Monday here on Tone FM. And this week, we're looking at how to change your desktop background, which sounds fairly simple for those that are quite confident. But as we always say, it's not always that easy for everybody, Martin, is it?
Everybody looks at it and goes, why have they got that pretty picture on their computer? And how did you do that? Because I've still got the one that came from Toshiba or Samsung or HP or whatever it might be. And this is actually really simple and really straightforward and can actually make a difference to how you feel about your computer. Rather than being presented with just a tool that you're having to use, you can actually personalize it. And that's what this is about. It's about personalizing things. Now, I've mentioned, we're obviously talking here about changing your desktop background. For those of you that are sat there who are old school and go, yeah, desktop. No, I haven't got a desktop. I've got a laptop. Yeah, we are actually talking about the main screen that comes up when you turn on your computer. Some people refer to a desktop as the computer box on the desk. But of course, obviously, this is actually terminology. And this particular piece of terminology is that you are talking about the screen that comes up when you first turn the computer on. Okay, now the advent of digital photography means that people often have lots of pictures on their computers. And it's these that you can actually use to update this background image. It's really straightforward. So go into your pictures and find the picture that you want to use, that every time you turn the computer on, you see your grandchildren, your son, your daughter, your wife, your partner, your dog, your cat, whatever it is, staring out at you. That's the picture that you want. Go to it in your pictures folder. Simply right click on it. You've often heard me say about using right click. There's wondrous things behind right click. And in this instance, when right click comes up and you see the little menu that appears, you'll see in the list set as desktop background. Simply left click on that, close everything you've got open, and there it is. There's your little picture just waiting for you and staring back at you. Really pretty, very straightforward. Now, just a couple of things to air a caution as far as it goes. If you have a small picture, so if you've got an old digital photo, because they were always early digital photographs were much smaller than the current ones. If you've got something that might have been taken on a phone, if you've got something you might even have scanned in. If it's a small picture, of course, it will fit into the middle of your screen. And if it's in the middle of your screen, of course, you'll end up with a big board around the outside. So the theory may not actually in practice work, but just be aware of that so that you actually, as I say, can then for sort of like pick another picture and change it. But as I say, so small pictures will not always look quite as you expect them to. Now, you don't need to limit yourself to pictures that you have. You could be browsing the internet and see a beautiful picture of a waterfall and think like, wow, that's really lovely. I'd love to have that as my background picture. Well, you can actually use that. For Windows 7 users, really, really simple. All you actually do is the picture that you've just found on the internet, you just right click on it, and in the list that comes up, again, that little menu that comes up, you'll actually see an option that says set as desktop background. Simple as that. You've now got that beautiful waterfall, that sunny horizon, that picture of the two ponies on Exmoor, whatever it might be. Again, that is now your desktop background picture, the one that you see when you first turn your computer on. For Windows 10 users, a little bit, I'll say more complicated. It's not necessarily complicated, a little bit more specific. When you right-click on it, you won't see that set as desktop background option, but you will see save picture as. If you select that, what you'll then get is a little window that will pop up. So then you click on go to the left-hand menu to find your pictures folder. You click on that. You'll see that there's a name option there. It says file name. Give it a name you're going to recognize. So give it a name of Ponies on Exmoor, Sunset over the Bahamas, whatever it is that you've just found on the internet so that you'll find it again. Then click on save. So you've saved the picture now to your pictures folder. So back to the very start of this particular piece, you just simply go to your pictures folder, find the picture, right click on it, select set as desktop background. There it is, all pretty and all ever so simple.
And that's the beauty of the PC workshop, because we like to focus and pick up on these smaller things that you perhaps were not that confident in doing yourself. And if you would like to listen again on how to reset the picture and the desktop background, then please go to our website, which is tonefm.co.uk.